Getting caught up here on the Mercer boys basketball program with returning head coach Dan Martin. A loss 6 nights ago up at Worth County for the Cardinals. A competitive loss, 48-40. Worth County got the better of Mercer. Take a look at this road test up the highway at Hamilton for Mercer coming up on a Friday night. Girls boys doubleheader 6 and 7:30. Coach Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing real well. How much potential is there for this Mercer team to take a really big step in your level of play this year?
I think we have a really good shot at being competitive every game. We played Worth County without one of our, probably our top two guys, had some surgery and was out for a while and figured Thanksgiving break would be the perfect time to have it because it's for the recovery time. It gives it a longer recovery time without a game. So we had three guys on the court that had never played an organized game of basketball, and at the varsity level, that can be challenging at times. So I thought we did really well. We was up 22-8 in the first half, and I made a substitution that I don't know if it wasn't that it was bad. It just disrupted maybe the ecosystem and the flow of things that was going well. And we just had some beginner mistakes, and they capitalized on them. They're a really well-coached team with some really athletic and fast players, you know, with being an eight-man football school and everything. They're all quick. So overall, I can't say I was displeased with the effort because, you know, we was within four. I think it was 40-44 when two of our starters fouled out. So, you know, I think that's a pretty solid effort overall for the first game.
Yeah, obviously you play a team that's coming right off of football season in Worth County, so I'm sure they still got a little bit of that physical football in them a little bit. You might have the same thing on Friday going down to Hamilton. And yeah, at least football-wise, you know, they were a team that got a lot better over football season. So, you know, I'm sure confidence-wise, a lot of the players – they have that play both are going to be kind of booming in confidence a little bit.
Yeah, they're going to be, I'm certain they're going to be physical, which is not saying that we aren't. That's definitely not obviously our strong point because we are young and we have a senior on our team, but this is his first year ever playing. So we're still without a senior. We still are lower numbers and we're going to have to work to be competitive all the time, but physicality is probably not going to be our strong point. I was very pleased with our defensive effort the other night overall. You know, in the first half, it was 22-22, so we kept it low scoring, which is going to be our MO all year long, just trying to set the pace for the game. But we have everyone healthy come Friday. I know nothing about Hamilton this year because I remember from last year they got us 49-41, you know, but I know they're going to be athletic and, like you said, physical and fast and things that we might struggle against in the early part of the season, but we'll get there.
In putting the schedule together, you know, a trip to Worth County, trip to Hamilton, you got Green City at home. We know what Green City's been for the last handful of years, and then you have the trip to Princeton, and Coach Collins got it rolling pretty good down the road. That even before you get into conference play, that's testing you guys in a big way early in the season.
Yeah, and if this is a broken record, Tom, when I say this, but our boys are going to have the opportunity to do one of two things. You know, our first part of our schedule for the last 3 years has not been an easy one. We've played a lot of good quality teams. My first year was COVID year, so we really didn't play some of those teams due to the COVID protocols. But I'm looking forward to us playing them this year because our boys are bigger. They're just a little bit more mature all the way around. Their basketball IQ has gotten better. And, you know, if you can get those tests in the first half of the year, it's going to tell us one or two things. And the broken record that I was referring to was we're either going to take it as a challenge or we can roll over and lay down, you know, depending on the outcome of how clear up through to Holiday Hoops goes, because it's never easy up to that point. And then last year we adapted. If you remember, we adapted really well after that. And kind of put some good games together and did some really good things. This year, I would hope with us being a year older and a year more mature, we actually adapt a little bit better yet. So I have a positive outlook on it as far as that goes. I know our schedule's tough. It's nothing these boys haven't seen in the last couple of years, so this is nothing new to them first part of the season, but we'll just see how it goes, that, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, Mercer gets into the HDC here middle of the month of December, a trip to East Harrison on the 13th, and then I think I'm in this category, and I think coaches probably are as well. I think the team to beat in this conference, probably Grundy R5. I'm not sure necessarily Winston has. I know a new coach going to have them look a little bit different this year. But as it comes to your team, Coach, if your team is, I think you are, and if you're competitive and you're capable of challenging in the upper echelon of the HDC this year, I think that's going to be a really solid step for the Cardinals. And I think the boys, did you kind of feel the same way that, yeah, that this is a year that Mercer can jump up to challenge everybody in the HDC?
Yeah, I think for as far as the HDC goes, I think I'm going to be cautiously optimistic. As you said, Grundy's going to be the team to beat hands down. They lost nobody off of their district final team last year, and we know them all too well. I do like what our boys have shown. Physically this year, Tyler Monarchy has gotten, he's been in the weight room since May. He's thicker. He's far more athletic. He's probably going to be the best athlete in our conference as far as just sheer athleticism. And he's going to be a handful for anybody to stop. Our role players stepped in really well against Worth County. Brendan Wolf was the one that was out for surgery the other night. And, he's 6'3". Big long wingspan, and you don't have him on the floor, that takes away a lot. So we we got Wes Hashman coming back, and Jace Davis, those four juniors, kind of make the core of our team and have since they were freshmen. So they're a little bit more experienced, and they're kind of getting to know each other really well. And the practices we've had have been really, really great. So I'm really confident in our ability to compete against our conference. I understand we have our Green Cities and our Princetons and all of those teams that have a lot more to choose from, overall than we do. But for being about the only non-co-op school in our conference, I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year, and it got started last week, and it really gets started with those two games a week scheduled next week. Trip on Friday for the Cardinals to Penny High of Hamilton. Coach Martin, as always, appreciate the time. We'll let you get on with the rest of your day. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a bunch, Tom. Have a good one.